This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Good day. Today is Wednesday, April 7, and here are today's headlines. The city has become a low-risk area based on the classification that the National Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases released this week. Acting City Health Officer Ashley Lopez said that the new classification was based on the attack rate, which increased to 1 this week from 0.92 last week. Another factor that affected the classification was the two-week growth rate, or the change in the number of cases during the two-week period. Based on World Health Organization standards, attack rate is defined as the number of those infected with the virus over the number of the population at risk. In this case, all those identified as at risk in a given community turned out to get infected. In a related development, Mayor Sara Duterte said despite the declining number of daily cases, the city government is still preparing for the possibility of another surge following the surge both in Metro Manila and Cebu. This could happen, the mayor explained, especially when variants that are considered super spreaders reach the city. Since last month, only one case of UK variant has been reported in the city. She reiterated her call to the residents not to be complacent and continue following the minimum health standard protocols. On Monday night, the regional office of the Department of Health reported that of the 17 new cases in the region, only 3 were from the city. In another story, members of the Taril police station arrested for illegal drugs 2 individuals in an operation in Ma'a Monday. In another operation, in Malvar Street, 2 brothers were arrested also for trying to sell shabu late Monday night. Complaints against the 4 were still being prepared as of press time. You are listening to the audio headlines of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom.